Minus the popcorn and the huge excitement of standing in line, internet movies have been around for a while. But today, MGM Home Entertainment, a division of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, becomes the first of the big seven Hollywood studios to allow its films to be distributed by a dot-com company, CinemaNow. This company has been around for several years, and CinemaNow claims it can deliver the movies fast. Movie studios have been reluctant to give their blessings to an enterprise that might cut into the profits from, say, your local video store. Kurt Marvis is the CEO of the company, and he joins us now. Realizing that this is an experiment, how were you able to convince MGM that it allowed you to show these movies?
Well, all of the studios have fairly recently announced ventures where they're going to begin to do this. And MGM was really willing to step forward to do a test. The test is being conducted with two films, one which is referred to as a first-run picture, and that film is What's the Worst That Can Happen, starring Martin Lawrence and Danny DeVito. And then we're also doing a test with The Man in the Iron Mask, starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
What is in it for the studio? Why not hang on to these distribution rights themselves through video stores?
Well, the studios still maintain all rights to the pictures themselves. The biggest reason for doing something like this is to be able to go out into a real-world environment such as that exists on CinemaNow, because we have nearly a million people a month coming to our website, and to see what their behavior patterns are, and if they stream the film, download it, how long they watch it, etc.
In the past, if you had a dial-up internet connection and not a very fast modem, not a high-speed modem, it could take a day to download an entire movie. How fast can you download a movie from CinemaNow?
We're the first ones to admit that it's going to be a very painful process to download any feature-length film on a dial-up modem. That said, through our own tests that we've done, people with cable modem connections or high-speed DSL connections can download a feature-length film in as little as 30 minutes.
And it'll appear on the whole screen of their monitor.
Yeah, absolutely. Any of the films, regardless of the download speed, you can watch it full screen on your computer monitor, or for that matter, you could watch it on a television screen if you had a method to take it from the computer to your television set.
So what are the repercussions for the video industry? How will you prevent piracy?
In terms of the impact on the video industry, I think when television first started, they said radio was going to die. And when home video started, people thought movie theaters were going to go out of business, etc. And I think that video on demand is just merely another method for getting films to the customer. History has kind of proven that all of these different forms of entertainment delivery have been additive to the pre-existing forms, not taking away from their strength and their power. So,
what if I want to forward this to my friend?
Well, in terms of the security issues that you're talking about, the MGM films specifically are only available to the user on the computer that they download that film to.
Can you then watch the film as many times as you like?
Yeah, you can receive the movie for a 24-hour period, and that 24-hour period begins after you've actually downloaded the file. So no matter what time it takes you to get it, once you've fully received the movie, then you can watch it during a 24-hour period as many times as you wish to.
But by the 25th hour, you have to pay again.
The 25th hour, you would have to pay again, yes.
So, Kurt, what's better about this than, say, pay-per-view?
Well, most current pay-per-view is what they call near video on demand, which means it's scheduled so that the movie begins at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, etc. This is true video on demand, where you actually get to watch the movie when you choose to at that exact time.
Kurt, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jackie. I appreciate it.
Kurt Marvis is the CEO of CinemaNow.